Buster Williams' album, Griot Liberté, that was an original composition called Related to One. Stefan Harris on vibes, George Colligan on piano, Buster Williams on bass, and Lenny White on drums. The album came out in 2004 on the Hi-Tone label. Welcome to Jazz in the New Millennium, where we showcase the artists who are keeping this great music alive and passing it forward in the 21st century. In the current season, we are focusing on great jazz drummers. I'm your host, Rick Mitchell, and today we are focusing on drummer Lenny White. Lenny White was born 70 years ago in New York City. He says he grew up listening to all kinds of music, jazz, rhythm and blues, rock and roll, and taught himself to play the drums on a kit set up in the customary right-hand way, although he is left-handed. By the time he was 18, he was playing in clubs with the great alto saxophonist Jackie McLean. He launched his recording career the following year, starting at the top, as one of the drummers on Miles Davis' landmark jazz fusion sessions that became the album Bitches Brew. In 1970, White joined bassist Ron Carter and pianist Herbie Hancock, both of whom had played in Davis' acoustic quintet of the mid-1960s, and tenor saxophonist Joe Henderson on trumpeter Freddie Hubbard's debut album for the new CTI label, Red Clay. From that album, here's the title track, all 12 minutes and 11 seconds of it. Freddie is on fire, but also check out Henderson's tenor solo and Herbie on Fender Rhodes.
Thank you.
Red Clay. Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, Joe Henderson on tenor sax, Herbie Hancock on piano, Ron Carter on bass, and 20-year-old Lenny White on drums. The album was produced by Creed Taylor for CTI Records and is now considered a classic. But White says he hated it when it came out, mainly because he could not stand the sound of the bass drum provided to him by engineer Rudy Van Gelder. "I didn't listen to that record for 10 years," he told the All About Jazz website. "I just heard every mistake I made. Now young drummers play it, and they play my mistakes." In the early 1970s, White was a member of the Latin jazz band Azteca, before he joined the pioneering jazz rock fusion band Return to Forever in 1972. He stayed with the band for 4 years, even as he continued to work as a studio sideman for other artists. From Return to Forever's best-selling album, Romantic Warrior, released in 1976, this is White's composition, Sorceress. Chick Corea on piano and keyboards, Al Di Meola on guitar, Stanley Clark on electric bass, and Lenny White on drums. I'm Rick Mitchell, and you are jamming with jazz in the new millennium.
I'm no good without you. Take my lips, I'll never use them. Take my eyes, I want to lose them. Your goodbye, let me blow your eyes a cry. So why not take
an album called Acoustic Masters Volume 2, released on the Atlantic label in 1994. That was Lenny White's composition, Stumbling. Craig Handy on soprano saxophone, Bobby Hutcherson on vibes, Mulgrew Miller on piano, Ron Carter on bass, and Lenny White, who also produced the album, on drums. Prior to that, we heard Chaka Khan singing All of Me, a jazz standard first recorded in 1931 by the Paul Whiteman Orchestra, but the definitive version arrived about 10 years later from Billie Holiday. From a 1982 album called Echoes of an Era, produced by Lenny White, and featuring White on drums, with Stanley Clarke on bass, Chick Corea on piano, Joe Henderson on tenor sax, and Freddie Hubbard on trumpet. In other words, the rhythm section from Return to Forever, playing straight-ahead jazz with two of the best hard bop horn players of all time and an R&B superstar vocalist. In the late 70s, White formed a commercial funk band called 29 that had a top 10 R&B hit in 1979 called Peanut Butter. In all, he released about 10 albums as a leader between 1975 and 2000. But he has always seemed more comfortable working behind the scenes, as a producer and group collaborator. In 2004, he and pianist George Colligan played on Buster Williams' album, Griot Liberté, and the three have worked together as a trio off and on ever since. In 2008, they were joined by saxophonist Steve Wilson on the album Hancock Island, the music of Herbie Hancock. This one is called Butterfly, originally recorded by the Headhunters in 1974. The program is Jazz in the New Millennium. I'm Rick Mitchell. Thank you. That was a funky jam called Cat Let Out of the Bag, which I am assuming is a shout-out to drummer Big Sid Catlett, who played with Louis Armstrong and Benny Goodman and other early jazz greats. That one featured two drummers, Lenny White and Mike Clark, along with Bernard Wright on synth bass, Tom Guarna on guitar, Vince Evans on keyboards, Danny Walsh on reeds, and Tim Umet on brass. From Lenny White's album, Anomaly, released in 2010. White is considered one of the founding fathers of jazz fusion for his early work with Miles Davis in Return to Forever, but throughout his career he has also maintained his bona fides as one of the best straight-ahead jazz drummers alive. In the current decade, he has toured and recorded with a reunited and reinvigorated Return to Forever, and worked in an impeccable acoustic trio format with George Colligan and Buster Williams. He has also established himself as a spokesman for the music in academic forums at Harvard and Columbia universities. From the 2019 album Blue Dawn, Blue Nights by trumpeter Wallace Roney, this one is called Bookends. Roney is backed by a young band that includes Emilio Modeste on reeds, Oscar Williams II on piano, Paul Kufari on bass, Quentin Zotto on guitar, and 15-year-old Kojo Odu Roney, the trumpeter's 15-year-old nephew, on drums. On this one, they are joined by a second drummer, the ageless Lenny White. Thank you. Jazz in the New Millennium is brought to you through the African American Public Radio Consortium, NPR Distribution, and the Public Radio Satellite System. The show is produced at the studios of KBOO-FM in Portland with engineer Matthew Clark. I'm Rick Mitchell. To contact me and for information on my book, Jazz in the New Millennium, please visit my website, www.rickmitchell.us. Thanks for listening, and please remember to say peace.